Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nobody in Kansas City has sports like 96.5 The Fan.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City! A 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime! Kansas City wins the game!
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk host as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Fan Studios, here's CDOT.
I am here to talk to you guys about a domination. I am here to talk to you guys for however long we need to about how one team completely owns and controls their opposition. It is almost impossible for one team to have mind control and body control and spirit control over another team more than what the Royals have over the White Sox. We laugh and joke about the Chiefs in the AFC West, and there is no question how they dominate the other three teams in the division. We've seen it over the last 5-6 years or so, how the Chiefs dominate the Broncos, the Chargers, the Raiders. It pales in comparison to what we have seen the last year and a half between the Chiefs, between the Royals and the Chicago White Sox. We'll talk about that here over the course of the final hour of the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Really happy to be here with you. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. I don't know if it could be a more gorgeous spring day out there than what we currently have today. We will talk more about this tomorrow than today, and I understand that we are about to start graduations and school is still in session. I certainly hope people show up this weekend at Kauffman Stadium. The Royals are not one of the hottest teams in baseball. They are the hottest team in baseball. It is going to be a high of 75 degrees, and there will not be a rain cloud in sight. You have one of the most popular teams in baseball that are coming to Kauffman Stadium for a 3-game set this weekend. And again, you cannot be hotter than what the Royals have been. Rob, they have won 15 of their last 17 games, and we just saw them completely dismantle the Chicago White Sox. Let's talk about it from this perspective. All right, this is it. In this series, the Royals outscored the White Sox 19-4. 19-4, they outscored the Chicago White Sox. Rob, we have talked a lot about the starting pitching for the Kansas City Royals and how dominant they've been. Well, you got it on full display in this series. The Royals starters against the White Sox pitched 25 2/3 innings and gave up one earned run in this series. Again, it is impossible for you to dominate a team and to control a team much better than what the Royals did this weekend against the Chicago White Sox. I will give the Royals a lot of credit for this, and we can talk about the Royals maybe not doing this against the upper echelon teams. I'm not ready to have that conversation today. I don't think there's a reason to have that conversation today. The Royals have had the White Sox and the Rockies on the schedule. Maybe the Royals don't win the division, but you know what? It will not be because they didn't take care of their business against the teams they were supposed to take care of business against. They dominated the Rockies, and that's what got them going on this hot streak when the Royals were, they weren't even treading water at that point. The Royals were drowning when that happened. And on the back end of this, to continue their hot streak, they had a four-game series against the team in their division, and they dominated them from start to finish. I mean, the worst case scenario would have been that they lost that game a couple of days ago, in which the White Sox completely faded away in the ninth inning. Aside from that, they were in complete control of this thing from start to finish, Rob.
It's funny. I was listening to the broadcast today, and I believe it was in the eighth or the ninth inning. I don't recall. But Denny was doing the game, and Denny said, from the first inning on, the White Sox never stood a chance. There was never a moment, if you were watching today's game, that you felt like, oh, the White Sox can beat the Royals. There have been times in this domination the Royals have had over the White Sox, dating back to last April, by the way, that you thought, oh, the White Sox might get one. This series, you thought the White Sox might get one. That one was not today. Bubic went out there, had a good first inning. End of threat. The Royals scored in the first. The Royals scored again, I believe, in the second. And then it was just a matter of how big the margin's going to be and what time the game ends, because the White Sox were not interested in being competitive today. You know how I know? They at one point pitched a position player, which is the epitome of a white flag in sports. This was never competitive, and this series had one moment of competitiveness. Other than that, the Royals do what you're supposed to do. Take care of business and dominate a hapless team.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.